$500 to open, and you can add money to your CD anytime. Visit bankprospect.com for full details. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
President Trump takes more shots at the press. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, just tweeting it's never been more dishonest than it is today, saying stories have no basis in facts. Well, the morning after a New York Times report, he called fake news.
As the investigation of Michael Cohen was hitting a crescendo late last year, President Trump reached out to his acting attorney general, Matt Whitaker, to ask if the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, Jeffrey Berman, could take charge of the investigations. Berman, who had been appointed by President Trump, had recused himself from the case. The Times reports Whitaker did not attempt to make a change.
Fox's John Roberts. The president's confident he'll beat back all the legal challenges to his national emergency declaration to reallocate money to build more wall.
You have absolute right to do that. I have an absolute right to call national security. We need strong borders.
The ACLU, the latest to sue. 16 states also trying to block him, saying there is no emergency. A month after those high school students from Kentucky became lightning rods of controversy over what happened at a rally in Washington, one of the students is suing the Washington Post. Fox's Jeff Manasso has more live.
Dave, the lawyers for 16-year-old Nicholas Sandman have filed a $250 million lawsuit against the Washington Post, accusing the paper of smearing the white Covington Catholic junior after cell phone video showed him staring down Native American activist Nathan Phillips in an altercation at a pro-life rally in D.C. last month. Sandman's lawyers allege that the boy was an acceptable casualty in the Washington Post's war against the president. The Post vows a rigorous defense in what's the first of likely dozens more. More lawsuits to come. Dave.
Jeff, Russia could aim new missiles at the U.S. That's what President Putin warns if he says America deploys nuclear weapons in Europe. Winter will hit a lot of the country today. Snowy and icy from New England down to Washington over to Nebraska. Parts of Arizona could get a lot of snow.
Could even get over 2, maybe even 3 feet.
National Weather Service forecaster Jarrett Rogers. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same. But while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
President Trump insists a big reason for his national emergency declaration is to stop drugs at the border. Well, Customs and Border Protection says it has made another bust, seizing nearly $13 million worth of meth found inside a truck of frozen strawberries inspected after coming here into Texas across the border from Mexico just the other day. Information the government uses to decide who's on the no-fly list is a watch list with hundreds of thousands of names of people suspected of possible ties to terrorism. And it turns out the feds don't just keep that info for themselves.
The Council on American Islamic Relations is reacting to a government admission that a federal terrorist watch list is shared with hundreds of entities, including universities, cell phone companies, and hospitals. CARE alleges the watch list, which could contain large numbers of people who are not under suspicion, could mean problems for people when it comes to travel or inclusion in certain activities. There is no information on how the entities provided with the list or using the data. The government will not say how many names are on the list, and past lawsuits revealed that names are actively added and removed from it. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A Memphis police officer is in critical condition the day after he was attacked in a road rage incident across the Mississippi line, and he apparently killed the guy who came after him.
Memphis Police Department putting out on Twitter that this off-duty officer was stabbed in the neck. At least two sources are telling me that he is a rookie police officer, which means, of course, that he is still on probation. This happened in Horn Lake as a result of a road rage incident that ended up at the Walgreens parking lot. Other police sources are telling me that the suspect stabbed the off-duty police officer in the neck, and then he took out his gun and he shot him.
That's Greg Coy with Fox 13 TV in Memphis. On Wall Street, stock futures a little lower before the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good morning. ESPN 93.5. Not as bad as it could have been. I mean, the temperature's just too warm.
Right.
But we've had precipitation overnight, but temperature's hovering right around 33.
Yep. Yeah. That's right.
Woo! 30, and it's nasty.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a little spree coming down, but not what we thought, which is good news.
Mm-hmm.
News brought to you by your 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them in their new location, 217 South Neal, in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Distill Restaurant and Brew Works has announced it plans to leave its original downtown location for a new site at Carl at the Fields in Southwest Champaign. Distill said it's outgrown its current space and has signed a long-term lease with Green Street Realty for a 10,000-square-foot brew pub. It'll be a standalone location with lakeside patio dining, a lounge area, large bar, brew house, and separate carryout entrance. Now's a good time to pick up some shoes at Payless. Payless Shoe Source has started liquidation sales at a lot of its stores as the retailer plans to close all 2,500 stores around the country. Payless filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. It said its stores will remain open until at least the end of March, and most will stay open until May. Payless started doing going-out-of-business sales this past weekend. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Looking to buy a home in 2019? Don't leave your mortgage up in the air. Go with the lender that has the numbers to back it up.
Hi, my name is Justin Gensler with the 217 Mortgage Team at IMB. 2018 was an amazing year. As I look back and think about the over 250 families I helped through the mortgage process, I feel blessed to have had the opportunity to do what I do every day. In 2018, I helped numerous first-time home buyers. I helped clients purchase lower-end foreclosure homes. Growing families buy homes with more room. Families downsize due to their children leaving to start their own family, all the way to luxurious high-end custom homes. So this year, when you make that next step, call me, Justin Gensler, Champaign County's number one lender.
Champaign County Lender Ranking, sourced by CoreLogic.
Illinois National Bank. We make banking easy. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 477621. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Let us check our ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service. And a good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. We've got a 30% chance of a few showers and a winter weather advisory that goes until noon, but our high of 39 is helpful today and down to 26 this evening. Some clouds for tomorrow, a 10% chance of precipitation, high 39, low 23, 44 the high with clouds on Friday's forecast. A chance of showers and thunderstorms on Saturday with a high 55, and then Sunday's high at 38. So things are definitely switching up on us on Saturday. We're currently at 33, kind of misty conditions, and there are some slick spots too, especially those bridges. You should be especially alert. ESPN 93.5.
Always a pleasure. Ed Martin with Phyllis Schlafly Eagles. What is that, Ed?
Say that again. Well, what is that?
Yeah.
Well, our organization, Phyllis Schlafly, the late Phyllis Schlafly, started it about 55 years ago. We do conservative education, but we also get involved in sort of advocacy politics sometimes, but often just kind of saying to elected officials, hey, think this way, you know, this would be better and smarter. So we're in all 50 states, and it's a grassroots organization, kind of along the lines of a traditional conservative, although Phyllis was kind of for the Trump positions on trade and immigration long before other conservatives. So it's a lot of fun. Thank you for asking.
You know, Phyllis Schlafly, who was more conservative woman than Phyllis before Phyllis? I'm not sure I can cite anybody. I mean, she was really a forerunner here.
Yeah, you know, and Stevie J, thank you for asking me. In some ways, she's one of the more extraordinary Americans. She was active in public life from 1946 through 2016, and she wasn't really wrong ever in terms of understanding the Soviet threat, understanding the Chinese threat, understanding the threats to the Constitution. You know, she from a conservative standpoint, she was a forerunner on a lot of things, including how you can integrate and utilize the strength of women in politics. She was one of the first ones who said, hey, wait a second, let's organize. Before the feminists really had a plan, Phyllis was organizing housewives at the time, and then professional women. So she was an interesting lady.
She could have been Margaret Thatcher. I mean, as far as the beliefs and the system, right?
Yeah, she ran twice for Congress and lost both times.
Really?
And often it was talked about, when she was very young, just 28, and then again when she was about 45 or so. And people often said, had she won, she could have been an iconic figure. But even when Reagan won for the White House, she had supported Reagan early. And it's a lot like Trump. The insiders in Washington didn't like the outsider conservatives like Phyllis. And so she was blocked from a high-level appointment. And she often joked that she was spared all of that because she had a wonderful life. She often said she had it all, just not all at once. You know, she had six kids and 17 grandkids and wrote books and was on TV. You know, she really was credited, and Stevie J, just sorry to go into, she really was credited even by him. Phil Donahue started out as a regional tea guy, and he really made his name by having a feminist himself and a feminist, and then Phyllis as the foil. She was on about 60 times.
Wow.
Phil Donahue, and he rode his way up into the consciousness of the 70s by being this kind of, she was an extraordinary lady.
And she could speak. I mean, she was kind of like Jean Kirkpatrick, I think, kind of kind of a iconic kind of a woman. Anyway, Ed Martin worked at Phyllis Schlafly Eagles, and the first thing out of the gate is, how's this whole wall thing going to figure itself out through the courts? Any predictions?
Well, I do have a prediction. In fact, some of the media is writing this now, even though they don't want to. The Supreme Court has already dealt with the question of the president's power in this kind of setting on immigration recently. I forget the title of the case. But I think he's going to win on this. He's going to even win in the Ninth Circuit because, the Congress gave him this power to declare a national emergency. He didn't come up with it with his pen and a phone like Obama did back in the day with DACA. So I think he ultimately wins. But, you know, Stevie J and some of your listeners may hear from the kind of right, like Ann Coulter, complaining the wall's not built. You know, Phyllis Schlafly, what we just talked about her, she used to say politics is where the action is, but you have to know politics. And Trump is moving this country in a direction to understand the problem of immigration and security that we didn't have even 3 years ago. And so, you know, I kind of tell people it's progress. I think he will win, but it's, you know, he's even changed the phrase, finish the wall, becomes a political call now.
Well, and again, we're living in a time, Ed Martin, where to suggest that people ought to come to America, but legally, I'm a radical. I'm not, I know, it doesn't make any sense. And I understand that there are people coming for asylum, then shame on Congress for not putting 1,000 judges down there and having a process to process 400,000 people. It's a dereliction of duty in Washington, and it's not the president.
No, you're right on that. And I think, again, the president, what he did, if you think about it, Stevie J, you just described it. He said he was a partner in shutting down the government. And he said, okay, I'll open it up so you, Congress, can negotiate. And then they negotiated something that you just said. The American people saw it as a failure, didn't secure the border, didn't do smart things, didn't make the system work well. And I think the president is actually making room, honestly, in the political spectrum, for guys like you and me and others to say, hey, I'm demanding this kind of work on this policy issue, immigration, and I'm not radical. And I think more and more Americans are. And as we talked about, you and I emailing and texting for the show, when the Democrats jump out with a Bernie Sanders who says I'm socialist, or even more surprising, Beto O'Rourke, who says he might run, and his position is get rid of the wall completely.
Yeah, it doesn't make
I think
sense.
The American people look up and go, what are you talking about?
No, listen, you have to secure the border, whether it's whatever you want to do, but you can't have a sieve on your South, and that's what's been going on for decades, and it's a dereliction of duty from our Congress. It really is, because they've shoved it down the road. All right, we'll see what happens with that, but Bernie Sanders is in. Does he? It wasn't his time in 16?
Well, you know, again, back to the late Phyllis Schlafly, she used to say that there was a quote, I think it was, I remember who it was, that a souffle only rises once, meaning, you know, you don't get a chance to be the hot, fresh face again. But here's what I'd say about Bernie. in a race with 10, 12, 15 candidates. He's got 1.5 million small donors. He's got people that rabidly believe in him. I don't know how you keep him from getting 20%, 15%. And in a primary, early on, remember President Trump, then candidate Trump, was in a 17-way primary. His 20% was the winner in a lot of places.
Yeah.
So Sanders is a problem for that party. But here's the real question. Will the DNC a second time rig game against him? Because that's what they did last time for Hillary. And will they do it again for Kamala Harris or somebody else? Because they're afraid of Bernie. I mean, there is a war brewing in the Democrat Party over the question of their grassroots and their far left and what it means for their party. But I think Bernie Sanders is being underestimated. The intensity of people who believe in that kind of cranky populism is a lot. It's a lot of young people, a lot of people that say, hey, he's saying something I can relate to. I mean, you and I both know it doesn't make sense in policy, but they can relate to it, and that's politics.
Well, I wonder how he's able to use the Democratic apparatus when he's not really a Democrat.
Yeah, well, I think that's a fair question. You know, I mean, I think when he says don't rig the game against me, you say, wait, you don't even call yourself a Democrat for 5 out of the 6 years you're in the Senate. So, yeah, but look, politics, as Donald Trump showed, the labels aren't working the same way because people are fed up with the swamp. They're fed up with the current system. They're fed up with the rigged game. So current labels, you know, sometimes that's a badge of honor. Donald Trump being only a new Republican in the last decade, a lot of people said, okay, I'm okay with that because they wanted somebody to shake the box and make the system different.
Any chance lurking out there somewhere, Hillary Clinton?
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%. Someone once said that running for president is like a fever. You never get rid of it. And I think Hillary has the fever. I think she's sitting there saying, sooner or later, they'll turn to me to save them. I think it's totally predictable and real. So, yeah, I think she is lurking. I love that sound.
Yeah, it's a little Jaws theme. And I can just hear, I'm back.
That's right.
Well, we'll see. But you know what? I think the over-under is at least 20 on the candidates for the Democrats.
Yeah.
So, Ed Martin, how do people connect with you and Phyllis Schlafly Eagles?
Well, on Twitter, I'm at Eagle Ed Martin, and then on PhyllisSchlafly.com is our website, PhyllisSchlafly.com. To search for Phyllis Schlafly, you'll track us down. And just remember, Stevie J, Yachty is fit. He looks great. He looks young and strong. So as long as we have Yachty, who can be against us?
And since I'm going into a sports headlines, you're hearing Marcelo Zuna could start the season on the DL. I've not heard that.
Yeah, his rehab was slow. I just read that today. I'm worried about that. These big bats, we need them. So
Then Carlos Martinez is on the shelf 2 weeks, and that's why you have 9 starting pitchers, I guess, just in case. All right, Ed, we'll be in touch. Thank you so much.
All right, Stevie J.
Good plan. Always chatting with Ed Martin down in St. Louis, Phyllis Schlafly Eagles, ESPN 93.5. It's 7:17 sports headlines.
Yeah, speaking of 27-year-old Carlos Martinez, MRI this week said that shoulder was structurally sound, but, you know, it's spring training and to shelf him for a couple of weeks, I guess. They're just being cautious.
Yeah, he might end up in the bullpen instead of a starter this year. That's been buzzed there. But Marcelo Zuna is necessary, but we'll see.
And, of course, Manny Machado has locked in a $300 million 10-year deal with the San Diego Padres. 4-time All-Star and 2-time Golden Glover Award on third base has locked in this deal recently. So that's one of them.
Yep.
Bryce Harper's still out there.
Bryce will make more than that. He'll make a little more.
You think so?
Yeah, because it's one of those, you go first and I'll get more, because he's the last one left as far as big signings. And by the way, the Cardinals opening day, which I'll be broadcasting live from Busch Stadium on April 4th, opening day against San Diego Padres. Will see Manny Machado on that day in St. Louis. So there you have that.
Well, good. I know we're going to be talking with SJO coach Kevin about the ladies and them going to state on Friday to play Tutopolis at 7:15. The St. Joe Ogden boys lost in their regional to Tuscola 58-55 in Class 2A in the Heritage Regional yesterday. I know GCMS beat STM in the Monticello Regional and in the Oakwood regional PBL on top over Salt Fork. So that's trending in our area. Illinois women in Wisconsin tonight at 7.
All right, weather brought to you by CMI, CMIclean.com, local janitorial supply, female-owned, Betsy and Brad Parks. Who loves Betsy? Everybody loves the park.
Exactly.
CMIclean.com, call them. Locally owned janitorial supply company, 359-6262.
Our temperature, 33, so we do have some slick spots this winter weather advisory until noon. Today and tomorrow, we're up to near 40 and then down into the mid-20s at night. Wrap it up the week Friday with a high 44, 55 by Saturday with a chance for thunderstorms. Again, 33 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, check your Fox Business Minute, brought to you by Starla Carr at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. It's ESPN 93.5. It's Wednesday at 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, Southwest Airlines has been taking twice as many planes out of service in recent days, and the company's now investigating whether it's related to a labor dispute with the Aircraft Mechanics Fraternal Association. The Wall Street Journal says Southwest canceled nearly 200 flights yesterday after 40 of its approximately 750 planes were grounded. The company and union are negotiating, though the dispute has dragged on for 6 years. The union claims the accusation is an attempt to divert attention away from safety issues at Southwest Airlines. Walmart shares rallied up 2% yesterday on its upbeat holiday quarter, but now Walmart is facing pushback in the United Kingdom, where it wants to merge its grocery unit with British grocery store chain J. Sainsbury. British regulators say they're leaning toward blocking the proposed merger. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
And get hold of this kid from Urbana, Luke Luffman, because he won the state championship wrestling 3 years in a row. Nobody's ever done
that. That's right.
The St. Joogden Lady Spartans are going to state. That's never happened. Their coach is Kevin Taylor. Kevin, you're kind of a star, my friend.
I'm not sure about that. But
so tell me how it happened. I mean, how long have you been coaching the girls in St. Joogden?
This is my third year coaching the girls, second year as head coach.
Did you you see this coming? I mean, you just got a really nice class, or was it your talent to say, I'll pivot this way and put the ball in the basket?
No, it's a very special group, very talented, and we got some good senior leadership, which is important, but we also have some young players that are talented as well. So
you know,
I would say it's more than...
Well, you connect with the girls. What is it? Have you ever coached boys?
I coached under Randy Walton when you're saying he was a freshman coach and assistant varsity.
Don't girls listen better?
You know, I don't know about better, but it's been a lot of fun. I can say that I enjoyed coaching both, but the girls are this been a, not just this year, but it's been a lot of fun coaching the girls.
All right, name some kids. I want their names on the radio. Who are some of your leaders that will need them and play really well this weekend against Autopolis tomorrow night at Friday night at 7:15? Who are some of the kids you want to get on the radio?
Well, I guess we'll start with Bree Trimble. She scored over 1,600 points in her career at St. Joe. You know, so she's had a great career and finishing well. She's playing well right now for us, so hopefully that continues. Well, then we'll have to mention Peyton Crow, and she's also scored over 1,000 points for her career, and she's playing well as well. And they both can shoot outside, and they both can score inside. And then I'd have to mention McLean Taylor. She's our point guard, kind of our gets the offense rolling, and pretty good on defense as well.
Is that a relative of yours?
It must be your daughter.
That is a daughter, yeah.
Nice job. So she's kind of your quarterback. What's it like coaching your daughter in such a key role?
Well, it's been fun. She's kind of quiet, quiet leader. But, she works hard, and like all of them do. But it's been fun. It's been special, of course. But, I enjoy coaching them all, so it's not just about her, I guess. But it's definitely fun.
That's awesome. Okay, so this is uncharted waters. Brian Brooks, the superintendent, Of course, won a state title. By the way, is Bree Tremble like the Tremble, the guy that scored like 100 points a game at St. Joe for years ago?
They are. They're brother and sister. Wow. Yeah, Brandon is. They're old.
I want to know who could win a game of horse in that one. Come on, man.
Well, they're both pretty good shooters, but I'll stay out of that. But, yeah, they're both good shooters.
All right, so Brian Brooks won a state title, St. Joe Ogden, and, again, that was kind of new and unprecedented. I know you know a little bit about Tutopolis. They're always good at basketball. The Lady Wooden Shoes, they're always good. It's going to be, obviously, a heck of a state tournament. Do you have what it takes to make the run, Kevin?
I think we do. We actually played them earlier in the year, and they actually kind of took it to us down at their place. They're a great program, as mentioned. We have our hands full, but, you know, I think we've improved. I'm sure they have improved since we played them, too. And but we're looking for the opportunity. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's fun, but definitely a challenge.
So is this, like, it should be televised, isn't it?
It is, I believe, I'm not sure which channel, but I know IHS does have a network. I don't know if their network.
Yeah, we understand. Because I want to check this out. Friday night, 7:15. When do you go?
We're actually leaving tomorrow. We have, and still trying to figure out the schedule 100%. But we have we get some pictures taken, and I think some media is going to talk to us, and then we have a half-hour shoot around on the floor, and then a banquet in the evening, I believe, for the girls.
You ought to get somebody on somebody's shoulder, get the tape measure like Hoosiers, you know, and measure, you know, and say, man, it's a big play. But just help the kids understand it's still 10 feet. It's still 15 to the free throw line. Come on.
Yeah. No, I think that's where our senior leadership has really kind of helped us this postseason. It's a pretty loose group to begin with. And, I think there's been some nerves at times, but overall I think they're enjoying the moment. But also they've worked hard all year, so. It's nice to see that being rewarded.
You haven't lost since last December, right? And what's your record?
I believe we are 28-4 now.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, listen, Kevin, good job. You made the state. That's fantastic. I hope that it continues, and I hope your girls just play the best games of their life, and I hope you win a title.
I appreciate that. Thanks for having us on.
Hey, we're rooting for you, Kevin. Way to go. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You bet. Coach Kevin Taylor, St. Joe Ogden. He's an alum in 1992.
Uh-huh.
And he's got Bree Tremble, Peyton Crow, and McLean Taylor?
Yeah.
Okay, they're 28-4. Ladies Spartans playing Friday night in Peoria.
In Bloomington Normal, I believe.
Sorry, Bloomington Normal. Yeah. They're talking about bringing the whole thing here.
That would be great.
State Farm Center.
They should.
I think they should. And merging some weekends, this is what I'm...
Right.
Anyway, it'll be Bloomington Normal for the... IHSA Girls Championships, and we're rooting for St. Joe Ogden to be
That's
sure.
That's right.
It's hard to get there.
Way to go, Lady Spartans. We're proud of you.
Yeah, and Tutopolis put it to them, so a little payback maybe. Okay, I had an experience over at Honda BMW where I purchased a CRV.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what was the – I was asking Mike Small all these same questions.
Uh-huh.
And
Illinois golf course coach.
Yeah, he picked up a BMW and – I told Ben Quattro maybe
it
I should.
It was an X5. Those are nice.
It's very nice. I think I told Ben maybe I should call Mike and have him interview me because I interviewed him.
Right.
Wouldn't that be fair play to kind of flip the table? Anyway, was there any pressure? No. It was very laid back. And what kind of experience? It was really a great experience. Everybody was so nice. Craig came over to my house trying to program my garage door. There's a button I can push in the car, but it has to, you know, program with your garage door opener. So you don't need the garage door opener anymore. And he came to my house at night to help me do that.
That's some service right there.
That's award-winning service, Diane. Thanks for asking. it's Honda BMW where you can, and by the way, he goes to a lot of houses. It's not just me.
I see.
So he'll do that. That's just the kind of service you expect. Christian Wallace is one of the top car salespeople going.
Okay.
I mean, he's amazing what he can do. Just a really good team. Go check them out. Test drive something today, and you'll get, you know, same good deals I get. I've seen some of the same. I mean, they treat everybody great, and you like that.
Poke around on the website, drivechampagne.com.
And by the way, if you get the little annoying check tire pressure light because it kind of happens when it gets cold and warms up a little bit, go into the service bay, even if you don't go there, and say, hey, sure, we'll help you.
Okay.
They're just that way. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, drivechampagne.com at Neil and Burr, Washington Savoy. We'll be right back. Fox News is next. Chance to win basketball tickets coming up. What are you looking for in a car dealership? Great deals? Check. Tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time? Check. Customer service that's in tune with your needs? Check. They're a Honda President's Award-winning dealership. They're Honda BMW Champaign. They are one of the best Honda dealers in America. So before you buy a vehicle, see what an award-winning dealership looks like. They're off Neil at Burwash and Savoy. Go online to Honda BMW at drivechampaign.com.
Fox News, I'm Foster. Russian President Vladimir Putin has a warning for the United States.
In his annual State of the Nation speech to lawmakers, President Putin saying he's not seeking confrontation, but if the U.S. deploys short or immediate range nuclear weapons in Europe, Russia would respond by targeting not only the countries where they're stationed, but also the United States itself. He also announced a new hypersonic missile for the Russian Navy, flying at 9 times the speed of sound.
Fox's Simon Owen. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign reports raising $4 million in the 12 hours after his announcement yesterday. President Trump tweets, "Crazy Bernie has just entered the race. I wish him well." As for his own campaign, spokeswoman Kelly McEnany says,
"We are light years ahead of where any campaign in modern history has been in terms of fundraising, in terms of a structure. This is going to run like a well-oiled machine."
She was on Fox and Friends. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign police are investigating a shooting. Police tweeted that at 11:49 in the morning on Tuesday, they responded to Northwest Champaign for reports of shots fired believed to be between two vehicles. Shell casings were discovered on scene. There were no injuries or property damage reported. If you have information, call 217-351-4545. A 26-year-old Champaign man has been criminally charged after he allegedly hit a child for bringing him a drink without ice. A police report said on Friday afternoon, Trevin Miller asked a female relative to get him a drink, and when she gave him one without ice, he yelled at her and the girl's sister. He allegedly began to choke one of the girls, and the other got involved. He also allegedly punched a girl in the eye. He has been arraigned for aggravated battery with a prior domestic battery conviction. The two girls are between the ages of 10 and 14. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Precipitation chance 100%. Thunderstorms as mentioned for Saturday, high 55. Then Sunday's forecast, high 38. So you can tell the winds will be picking up and things will be shifting at that time over the weekend. Right now the temperature's at 33, so there could be some slick spots. Be careful. ESPN 93.5.
Okay, so we're into it. Wednesday, this is February the 20th. I'm fighting Illini. I play Penn State coming up Saturday, and I believe it's a voice I heard talking about giving away the bobbleheads and the opportunity to go to the game and hang with the Flying Illini. I think they're giving it away Thursday, tomorrow. Is that
sounds good. I know your last chance to enter is today.
All right, so go to game day at Neil and Kirby. There's two bobbleheads, Tay and Carp.
It's right there on a shelf, and the rules are right there to identify what's going on.
I mean, at least 40 people
I know
have driven in there.
Dan's looking good. I saw this picture from him.
Dan McHugh's looking younger every day.
Exactly.
So they parked their car, walked in there, found it, took a selfie, and texted in.
359-2255 could win all the bobbleheads that Spotlight are. Flying Illini, the Lou Henson bobblehead, a Nike Flying Illini quarter zip to wear to the Flying Illini reunion that's happening on Saturday after that Penn State game.
Okay, we're going to give away 4 tickets to the Penn State game in just a moment. Governor J.B. Pritzker of Illinois, that's our new governor, he signed the minimum wage hike, I believe, yesterday.
That's right.
And so what that means is eventually the minimum wage in the state of Illinois will be $15 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Right now it is, what, 8 and a quarter?
That sounds correct.
Which is no money. I mean,
now, this is
really
through 2025, then.
Yeah, so it's a gradual increase, a buck here, then another dollar, then another. So $15 an hour equates to $30,000 a year. And, I don't know. It just depends on your business. If you run a food establishment, fast food particularly, the Big Mac's going up. That's how it works. So you'll pay more because the owner has to raise prices, right? Because his expenses went up.
That's right.
And he's not going to absorb that. So your French fries will be a little bit more. I mean, that's the way I see it. And then I think there'll be, from business owners, probably hesitation on how many people you want to hire at $15 an hour versus have your full-time people pick it up.
Yeah.
Because it adds up. And your margins, in some cases, depending on the business you're in, They're slim.
Pritzker started out his speech saying, ladies and gentlemen, today is a great day for Illinois working families. It's been a long time coming, 9 years since workers got a raise. Even 9 years ago, the raise was only 25 cents an hour.
Now, listen, 8.25 is no money. Everybody knows you can't live on that. And I don't care if the business model works and people can hire. Good for them. Make as money, much as money as you can. But the bottom line here is $15 an hour, whatever it is, $12, whatever the minimum wage is, that's not supposed to be long term. It's supposed to be a kind of a young person. You know, some people aren't skilled and don't have tools to do better than that. And that's where we're all trying to drive people to go to Parkland, to go to the U of I, to go to some sort of vocational, learn how to be a union person or a carpenter, or learn some skills in a trade.
Right.
And I can't remember now the president pushing the trades like Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I think it's fantastic.
I do, too.
I mean, I respect the heck out of an electrician. I respect the heck out of anybody that doesn't have to measure once and cut twice like I do. So there's a lot of things you can do that make pretty good money. I mean, a union guy, if you can get on, you can make a pretty good living.
Yes, you can.
With great benefits. All good for you. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
And because you've been trained and have that apprenticeship program. This speech wraps that J.B. Pritzker said yesterday, 1.4 million Illinoisans will get that raise, a new opportunity and new hope.
What Illinois has to do is stop the defections. A couple of 100,000 left the state last year. Mm-hmm. Money, what somebody, Paul Rudy told me once, money goes where money is best treated.
I see.
Why would you stay in a high-tax state with high real estate property taxes when you can go to Indiana or Florida or somewhere else? I mean, Florida doesn't even have property tax. They don't even have, what is it, business tax. I mean, it's just friendlier in the state of Florida, and it happens to be warmer.
Well, we're supposed to get the first budget address today from the governor.
All right, J.B. Pritzker, minimum wage going up in Illinois. We've got a lot of issues to deal with, including the debt.
And it says here that the lean will be on the new tax revenue from legalizing gambling and marijuana.
Wonderful direction. Why is legalizing marijuana a good direction? And I know they had a local forum here.
Yep.
But if you were to say, on the street, is it good? Is it a good thing to legalize marijuana? Who some people that talk addiction say it's a gateway. Ooh, that's not true. Okay, well, they say it. So why is that a good... Well, we can raise a lot of money. Is that what you want? Prostitution can raise a lot of money,
right,
too.
Right.
What direction do you want to go? I mean, you can't say smoking is a good thing to legalize if it's marijuana. Why would you... If we've demonized the poor guy that wants a Marlboro, why is it okay to say, why don't you have a joint?
Because it helps people who are having bean issues.
I'm fine with the medical.
Okay.
Because that's like medicine. If you have cancer and this helps you, fine. But as a basic point, go ahead and get a bong. Let's get high on a Friday night. Is that good? I would say it's not. Oh, loosen up. Have fun. It isn't any good. It isn't a great direction for society. It isn't. Sorry.
Well, for that matter, having a few drinks and things like that and then getting in your car is terrible.
And I'm not against drinking. I'm against getting drunk and going nuts. If you want a glass of wine, I wouldn't say you ever drive with any of it in you, but
right.
Have a glass of wine. If you're not driving, it's fine. I know I don't reflect the mainstream anymore.
Lily's asking about the mileage tax that could be coming.
Well, that's for usage. In the state of Illinois, you might be charged every mile you drive. That's a proposal out there. It's obviously going to benefit the city, not going to benefit rural. And, you know, it's a .002 or whatever it is, but it's going to be a fee. And they say instead of putting the tax on the gasoline, which they're going to leave, they think, oh, yeah, that's going away, right. They're going to leave that and try and tax you for how many miles you drive. Then Big Brother's going to know your odometer.
I see.
So there's that. Listen, you don't have to live in Illinois. You don't. That's a great deal. It's home. I know it is, but you can take another residency somewhere, but you got to live there 6 months. But anyway, hey, text in if you have any thoughts on what I just said. I don't think marijuana is a good direction. I don't think it's a good societal direction. I don't think gambling is a good direction. I know the money it makes. I understand. But do you think that doing all these things and legalizing will fix our money problems? It won't. It never does. The lottery was supposed to do that. Of course it's not. we have elected people that have taken Illinois directly down financially, and we continue to elect the same people and expect different results. That's the definition of insanity, right?
Yeah. 359-2255,
359-2255. Here we go. If you would like four free basketball tickets, I'm your guy. Text in I, just the letter. We'll know it's you. 359-2255, 359-2255, four free ones through 3 o'clock. You'll get a wave at the Flying Illini unless you win the grand prize from game day. Bobblehead promotion. Otherwise, you'll wave to, you say Kenny, I say battle.
Kenny.
Battle.
Kenny.
Battle. Now you got it. Nick Anderson, Kendall Gale, Stephen Bartle, the boys are back in town. And you can wave at them and see them, and they'll get a standing O. It'll be really awesome. If you want to win, 359-2255, text in the letter I as an Illini.
Okay, before it gets bumped down with all these people texting in now, marijuana should have never been illegal in the first place. It's better to smoke and drink and use hemp. It's always been underutilized.
No, but why is that? Why is it good to get high? Why is that a good thing? I'm just asking.
It's a way to relax.
Well, why, if some people in the drug industry and addiction industry says that's a starting point, and I know people disagree with that, but we've had addiction people that say there's absolutely a connection. Why is it good to start that? If you demonize a smoker, and you have,
that's right.
Why is smoking pot okay? Just a question.
I saw some smokers by a dumpster the other day.
They're rubbing their hands together, and I'm against secondhand smoke. I don't want to smell it, but we've demonized them. They're a smoker. But it's okay to smoke pot. Let's get a bong. What? That doesn't make any sense.
You're right.
359-2255 on that, but you're texting in now about the tickets, right?
That's right.
What number do you want?
I don't know. We need to say something because we got a bunch looking for this.
All right, Ted, the 50th text.
Okay.
And then we'll sort through and find your comment on my position on going that direction in our society. Prohibition didn't work. And I'm all for drinking. If you want to drink, you're fine. I'm all for smoking. It's a free country. You know, I don't like smelling your smoke, but I don't think it's very good for you, but that's your call. But getting high and using marijuana, unless you're sick and you do medical, I don't think that's a good direction. But I'm just saying what I think, as always. 359-2255 on that as well. We'll be right
in Urbana.
Cue music. All right, Kale, are you there?
Yep.
Going to school?
Yep.
What grade?
Eighth.
Playing basketball? Or did you play basketball this year?
Uh-huh.
Okay, how'd it go?
Pretty good.
Okay. Kale, my son Benjamin just did a dance over at Holy Cross. We love Holy Cross. And your dad's taking you to school. Tell him thanks for having us on this morning. But you win! You win 4 basketball tickets.
Awesome.
What do you think? Fighting Illini playing better, aren't they?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What's your favorite subject in school, Kale?
Probably social studies.
Good for you. Okay.
Social studies.
So you know kind of the news of the day? Do you kind of follow news and stuff in social studies?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Well, where are you going to high school?
St. Thomas North.
Awesome. Okay, that's okay. Awesome. Great.
I got a daddy-daughter dance there on Friday.
Awesome.
It'll be great.
Kale, Quorum?
Quorum, yeah.
All right, my friend. You enjoy the basketball tickets. Have a great day at St. Thomas. Tell your dad, hey.
All right.
Thank you, buddy.
Okay, he's at Holy Cross. St. Thomas in Philo. That's where I went.
You went to, St. Thomas. He's at Holy Cross. And he's right. Going to St. Thomas
More. St. Thomas More for high school.
Right. Gotcha. When I say St. Thomas in Philo.
Yeah.
Okay. St. Thomas in Philo is pretty awesome. That thing's growing because they got some money.
They built some
new stuff.
That's great.
Yeah.
I see the playground all stirred up last time I was in Philo.
Yeah.
But, moving and shaking.
No, it's awesome. Okay, 7:48, we check your sports headlines now. ESPN 93.5 on this Wednesday morning, Diane.
All right, the Illinois women are in action against Wisconsin. Tip-off at 7 o'clock tonight. Last night, number 15, Purdue over Indiana, 48-46. Number 24, Maryland beat number 21, Iowa, 66-65. Penn State beat Nebraska, 95-71. Tonight we have Rutgers at number 10, Michigan State. Northwestern visits Ohio State SIU and Valparaiso and ISU and Indiana State going at it. As far as boys basketball and the regionals and the Heritage Regional, Class 2A, Tuscola over SJO 58-55, GCMS over STM 63-43. In that Monticello Regional, in the Oakwood Regional, PBL beat Salt Fork 64-32. St. Louis Blues make it 11 straight with their 3-2 overtime win over the Maple Leafs. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
All right, jump to our ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
High 39, low 26. High 39 tomorrow with the clouds. Low 23. 44 the high on Friday as we wrap up the week, down to only 35. 55 by Saturday, 100% chance of precipitation. Right now, the temperature is 33, and we've got this winter weather advisory with us until noon. ESPN 93.5.
Now, my water in my refrigerator is kind of acting up. I think I put the wrong filter in. Anyway, I got a guy, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Yeah, it's my guy. Family owned and have been in business since 1977, over 40 years of appliance experience. They're really, really good. You'll be surprised at the new stuff I walked through. And some of the new stuff, it just, the bells and whistles are amazing.
Pretty cool.
I mean, these new dryers that you have, like, hanging racks and stuff and steam clean things, it's...
Wow.
It's like, what does that do?
We went through a stint a month ago where we had to go to the laundromat. That is not fun.
Well, I can get you their number. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World will be happy to give you that free 10-year protection plan when you buy a washing machine. Maybe a dryer. Might want to get the pedestal because otherwise kind of low. We had to bend down there too much.
Well.
It's Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Wow. Just south of 74 on Neil. Appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com for Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. It's our buddy Steve Suderman. He's over at Good Vibes.
And that Dennis Regan, wow, he does that really well.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. Okay, Good Vibes can set you up with a wonderful television, direct dish, all the fun stuff. What you got going on, my friend?
I think Sony maybe didn't sell all the TVs they were thinking about at Super Bowl.
Uh-oh.
Because the deal we had, which was... They took $300 off a television, off a 65-inch TV. This week only, there's another $100 off. So there must have been some leftovers or something. But we have the best $899 65-inch TV you've ever seen. You know the TV you got at your house? Two models, newer. That baby's going for $1,659, which is a 75-inch XBR Sony.
Wow.
Hardly gets better than that, but just not to be outdone. LG is, they want to sell some OLED TVs, and we love those. We've got their 55-inch guy running at $1,499. That's, look online anywhere you look. That TV is $1,599 everywhere in the country. So we're trying to play ball, and just to see if your listeners are paying attention. If anybody, this offer, by the way, is good through Saturday. This is very limited time. Come in here and buy the TV and pay with a check or cash. We'll deliver it for you free if you're within 25 miles.
Yeah.
And our delivery isn't just drop it off at the door. We hook all your stuff up. We program the remotes. We set the color and do all that stuff. And we'll do that for nothing. That's extra $80 value or so.
Oh, yeah. No, that's wonderful because, again, so many of us don't know which button to push. So if you want this deal, is this on the OLED or is it on the Sonys as well?
The Sonys and the OLED. There's three TVs, a 55, a 65, and a 75.
But you said the 65 is what?
The 65-inch Sony is $899. That's so the XBR.
It's like basic. 400 off, and then if you're going to set it up, it's like 500 off.
Yeah, big time.
Man.
Big time. Good deal. I got them in stock, so we're ready to rock and roll.
You don't have 100 of them, though, right? I mean, you don't have.
I do not.
Okay, so if you want a television, 65 smart TV,
hooked up on display, come see it. You know, you can touch the goods, and it's a cool offer.
It is a fantastic offer. And the 75, well, wow, 60.
Well,
it's a phenomenal.
Yeah.
And yet, every time, I'm like, I paid $500 too much because it was like 2 years ago.
They do go down sometimes. Yep.
No, that's how it works. But you said the 75 was $1,659. And then again, same deal.
Same deal.
Set it up because you'll need help.
That takes two people and a good sized truck.
That's a big deal. But it's amazing experience. Okay, there you have it. Support local too. These guys are guys you can call with a local number and not Butte, Montana. It's Good Vibes, locally owned and operated. North Prospect before Bloomington Road. How would they contact you, Steve Suderman?
Well, you can call me up at 351-0909 after 9 o'clock.
Okay, my friend. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you. Good guy. I'm rooting for him. But if he's less than the box stores, how does that work? And then he'll set it up?
Yeah, and adjust everything, get you all set.
Come on, man.
I love that idea.
Oh, man. I mean, $8.99 for their 65 is check it out.
Right.
That's 400 off what Sony was charging like Super Bowl time. And then if they're going to do it free, that's another 100. It's $500 off. So if you're going to buy one, now's your time. You got till Saturday.
Some thought-provoking text coming in.
Okay.
This might get you on a rant.
Oh, boy.
So
we have time for a rant? No time for an elegant rant? No, go ahead, please. I mean, I really do want I have my opinions, but it doesn't mean I'm right. It's just what I think.
So maybe we should finish the thought on the marijuana thing, though. The other one is about our Illinois government and the minimum wage and all that.
So what's it? I said I don't think it's a good direction to legalize marijuana for recreational use. That's my belief.
Right. So it's better to smoke than drink, not smoke and drink. Second, people get high whether Stevie approves it or not. Marijuana is preferable to the alternatives. Government attempts to eliminate drug use have failed and are directly responsible for the introduction of crack and crystal meth,
to fill
the void created by criminalization.
But so that text suggests that marijuana won't lead to anything.
Right.
Okay. Well, in some cases that's true. In other cases, it's not.
It's better to smoke than drink.
So we're going to have sex. So have a condom if you're 14. Is that what he's saying? It's just okay because they're going to do it anyway. I don't agree.
Okay.
I just don't agree that, you guys are going
to
get high.
Well,
so
we'll agree to disagree
Let's just have a joint so we can get high. Oh, I got to drive somewhere. You're fine. Listen, it leads to all kinds of unintended consequences. You're talking about not everybody's going to smoke in front of an aquarium. They're going to move around and drive and all these other issues. How do you test for marijuana in a driving situation? I just don't think it's a good direction to take society. That's all. I think it's better not to. I don't think it's a good thing, particularly when there's discussions and studies that say for marijuana you went to XYZ. Some people don't. Others do.
Most potheads I know just smoke and sit around
and
watch a movie or enjoy music.
But why is it? I mean, again, you say what's better than drinking, is it?
And then someone's texting, how many alcohol-related deaths happen in Illinois?
Well, I don't like that either. It's abuse of something that people have been doing a very long time.
But what's the purpose? Just enjoying the taste, getting a buzz? What kind of cancers do pot cause?
But that
alcohol
again,
versus smoking?
That's where it's a little hypocritical.
These are some of the texts.
Well, I appreciate everything, and please keep them coming. 359-2255. But when the state endorses lottery, and we see a little rainbow TV commercial, and then I can't bet $10 on the Illini or I'm evil gambler.
Right.
Well, it's hypocritical.
You're right.
It's hypocritical to suggest that smoking a Camel cigarette is evil because you're a smoker and you got an ashtray mouth. But smoking pot is wonderful. Here. It doesn't make any sense. It is not good. It is not good for you. And I'm just a fuddy-duddy, and there you have it.
Well, and I feel like the politicians are just looking at the revenue stream.
But it doesn't cure it. That's the whole point. It doesn't cure anything.
Right.
They keep spending money. It doesn't fix it. We certainly learned that, right? 359-2255. Check the news next.
It's all about the best beef, the best pork, and, of course,
the sausages
at the U of I Meat Sales Room. If Coach Ditka lived in CU, I'm sure he'd buy his meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room. The beef is great. The pork is great. But
the sausages
are delicious. Smoked sausage, Italian sausage, Polish sausage, and even brats. It's all fresh, locally produced, and locally grown. Visit the U of I Meat Sales Room near the corner of Lincoln and Florida in Urbana.
The sausages.
Sam A. Strike with Mattex Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
For 25 years, Mattex has been Central Illinois' premier provider for home services. We've worked hard to build long-term relationships with our customers. At Mattex, we strive for excellence and give you the personal attention you not only expect, but deserve. Visit MattexService.com today and see all the ways our trained and certified technicians can serve you. We specialize in drain, but service all brands. That's MattexService.com. Get the fix with Mattex.
Hi, it's Corey with Max Twin City Recycling. We pride ourselves on giving the area an outlet to recycle and get paid for their unwanted metals. We're taking our community focus a step further with our Recycling for a Cause program. Each month, Max Twin City will choose a different local charity to feature in an effort to raise money for those causes. Visit maxrecycling.com for a complete list of program details.
And Larry the Cable Guy are coming to the State Farm Center on Saturday, March 30th, and he and Carp have your free tickets. Don't miss classic rocker Styx with comedian and funny man Larry the Cable Guy. Listen starting Monday, February 25th, to win with...